Chairman, I move that this meeting be recessed and that the commission immediately reconvene in closed meeting for the purpose of consultation with legal counsel and briefings by staff members pertaining to actual or probable litigation or other specific legal matters requiring legal advice by counsel as permitted by subsection A, paragraph 7 of section 2.2-3711 of the Code of Virginia pertaining to Shoreland Investments LLC from the December 2007 meeting.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Highland, who got my ear first. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? We'll be in closed session for just a few minutes. Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that this meeting be recessed and that the commission immediately reconvene in closed meeting for the purpose of consultation with legal counsel and briefings by staff members pertaining to actual or probable litigation or other specific... I'm sorry. All right. Whereas the commission has convened a closed meeting on this date pursuant to an affirmative recorded vote and in accordance with the provisions of the Virginia Freedom of Information Act, and whereas section 2.2-3712D of the Code of Virginia requires certification by this commission that such closed meeting was conducted in conformity with Virginia law, now therefore the commission hereby certifies that to the best of each member's knowledge, one, only public business matters lawfully exempted from open meeting requirements under Virginia law, and two, only such public business matters as were identified in the motion by which the closed meeting was convened were heard, discussed, or considered in the closed meeting by the commission.
For a second.
So moved.
Mr. Bowden?
Aye.
Mr. Fox is absent. Mr. Holland?
Aye.
Dr. McConaughey?
Aye.
Mr. McCluskey?
Aye.
Mr. Robbins?
Aye.
Mr. Schick?
Aye.
Mr. Tankard?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. Mr. Grab, did you have a report for the staff? I mean, for the commission?
Yes, sir. You will recall that at last month's commission meeting, the commission entertained the after the fact and the illegal violation of Shoreland Investments and LLC regarding some dredging on the Eastern Shore. At the conclusion of the hearing, the testimony of the commission had indicated they were willing to accept the civil charge in the amount of $100,000 in lieu of further enforcement as submitted by code. The counsel for the individuals, Mr. John Paulson, indicated to the commission that he would take it under advisement and let the commission know what his client was willing to do. To date, or thus far, we have not heard anything from Mr. Paulson. And with that, we think the matter should be referred to the Office of the Attorney General for further enforcement.
Thank you, Mr. Graham. Mr. Dosen, would you like to comment?
Yes, I would. I wasn't here last month for the meeting vehicle breakdown, but I did read and review the minutes, and I'm aware of the circumstances. The commission did request a consent civil charge of $100,000. Depending on how you look at the alleged violations here, the potential... Because it may have extended to 14 days, and there were two dredge channels, and there was side casting on either side of the channel, there may be as many as 14 days times six violations times $25,000, or just 14 days, depending on how a court might look at it. But the potential maximum civil penalty, if this were taken to court, would be someplace between $350,000 and $2.1 million. Obviously, that's the extreme. That's the most anybody could hope for. But what I'd like to do is, if you opt to refer this matter to the Office of the Attorney General, as you have with cases in the past, in order to possibly resolve this thing, short of having to spend an awful lot of time and effort on it, I would request, and rather than having to come down here each time there's a potential settlement offer and discuss it with you all in closed meeting, I would like to request that your motion to refer to the Attorney General pre-authorize relative settlement figures, which I would then correspond to the opposing attorney, Mr. Paulson. And initially, once the referral is received on my desk, before I do anything to recommend anything to the Attorney General, I would write a letter to Mr. Paulson and say, my client is willing to settle this case for $100,000 right now. You know, within 2 weeks, we get a check, we're done. If I have to refer this to the Attorney General, that's going to be another $10,000. If we have to file pleadings, that's another $10,000. If there's discovery, there's another $10,000. If trial date is set, there's another $10,000. If you want to settle on a courthouse step, the figure becomes $200,000. Trying to give him some incentive to settle his case up front without an awful lot of effort on the part of the Commonwealth or he and his client.
What was that range that you gave previously?
$350,000 to $2.1 million, and then the settlement would be $100,000 to $200,000, depending on how far along we go.
Okay. The chair will entertain a motion. Mr. Robbins?
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we refer this matter to the Office of the Attorney General, and furthermore, that we pre-authorize counsel to negotiate settlement for his proposed amounts.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Second by Mr. McCluskey. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you for the briefing, Mr. Josephson. Next item on the agenda is JBH LLC 07-1948. Ms. Gallant? JBH.